Hey, this is Punk News editor Ricky Frankel here bringing you another podcast interview. For this episode, I talked with Johnny Bonnell of Swingin' Utters. We talked about some of the tunes from the band's newish comp, Drowning in the Sea, Rising with the Sun, which came out last year via Fat Records. We also talked about the band's ever-evolving sound, what it was like working with Lars Fredriksson of Rancid as the band's producer. We talked about punk rock bowling, since Swingin' Utters is playing it, and since Punk News is a sponsor of it, and more. I want to thank Adam White, John Gentile, and Alvin Paul, as always, for the platform for doing these interviews. Thanks to Greg Simpson at Velour Underground Studios for producing all of our podcasts. Thanks to my brother Andrew for helping me stitch these interviews together. Thanks to Vanessa at Fat Records for helping make this interview happen. And thanks to Brian Priedus of Pears for the awesome theme song. Just a fair warning, we did have some connection issues during the recording of this interview, so you might hear a weird sound or two. Sorry about that. We did our best to fix them with what we had. Overall, it seemed to come out fine. So before we get this interview started, let's listen to a song from the Swingin' Utters comp, Drowning in the Sea, Rising with the Sun. Here's a song, Don't Ask Why. Enjoy. So I am here with Johnny Bonnell with of the Swingin' Utters. Johnny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to talk. I got some questions, some cool questions for you. Maybe some things that might come out of right field, but we'll. So I'm curious to see what you have to say about them. But my first question is, you know, your sound has changed pretty dramatically throughout the years from, you know, punk and oi to even folk punk. And I was wondering, has that been a concerted effort over the years, or is that just something that happened in the studio that was natural?
I think it's more of just into at the time, never really aiming for a certain sound or anything, but Our songs tend to come from different genres because we're into so much different styles of music. Sort of automatically just comes across in our music. So, but we're not aiming for any particular sound. It's just trying to play what we like, which is more difficult than you think. But it's, to make it simple. That's what we try to do, is just play what we like.
Cool. Now, Lars Fredriksson of Rancid produced your 1995 album, The Streets of San Francisco. Looking back, what was it like working with him in the studio in that capacity?
It was great. It was all positive. Just to have someone in there that really liked our band was awesome. It was just like, there's a fan and he wants to throw some ideas in here and there and stuff. And it went really well. And he made it enjoyable to record and a little bit more relaxed and angry. And you could tell on the record that we had a lot of fun. And it was mainly because of him and some of his ideas and the group vocals and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was a pleasurable experience and good memories for sure.
Cool. Can you tell me about the first time the band brought Jack Dalrymple into the band, and into the studio to help write the new album? What was that dynamic like?
The way we usually work is Jack sends me music and then I'll write lyrics to it. Mm-hmm. That's how me and Jack have been working as of late. I mean, I think the majority of the songs that we collaborated on, that's how it's done. He just sends me music and then doesn't have any vocal or any melody on it, just the music. And then I just write on top of that. So it's like a 50-50 collaboration, I guess. You know, he's a huge talent, and obviously with all the stuff he's done. And we're lucky to have him. He's a really great friend.
Cool. Now, one of my favorite tracks from your most recent album, Fistful of Hollow, is We Are Your Garbage. Who is we and who owns said garbage? What is said garbage?
It's just sort of me talking about how wasteful people are. And a lot of people don't understand that the way people survive is from hand-me-downs, from people that are a little bit more better off than others. And that's their garbage is our treasure. So it's sort of like saying that in a tongue-in-cheek sort of way. But just, you know, treating the earth with respect.
So it's an environmental song. Interesting. Okay. I guess I read a little bit more into it than I thought. Go ahead.
What have you interpreted to be?
I thought it was like, I thought it was a more self, I thought it seemed like a kind of like a self deprecating song to, at first.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it has all the elements in it. I mean, I think all my songs that I write is self deprecating the majority of the time. And then, I used to write for people to just interpret it the way they can. Whatever you get out of it, it's a little bit more fun that way.
Yeah, for sure. So Swing and Utters released the comp Drowning in the Sea, Rising with the Sun on December 8th, 2017. That's your most recent release. It's a very interesting title. Why did you decide to call it that? And how did the band go about choosing which songs to be on the release, because you guys have a massive catalog?
Yeah, I didn't really take part in the
really?
For those songs. It was just, that was too daunting for me. So I was just like, I'm sure whoever picked them, I'll be happy with anyway. So it, you know, it's not like I'm listening to it. So I left it in the hands of Chad at Fat Records and Darius, and they chose. I think Fat Mike chimed in a little bit too, but yeah, it's, you know, it's way too daunting of a task to pick what song. So I just left it up to them, and I'm happy with what they picked. So
yeah, I mean, it was clearly a massive undertaking with like 32 tracks, I think.
Yeah. 33 it says here.
Oh, okay. So, but still, that's a lot. I wanted to ask you, is there anything in the works for Filthy Thieving Bastards or any new Swing and Other stuff coming up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We just got finished recording the new Utter stuff, so we're excited about that. It should be, I don't know how it's going to be released, though. That's all stuff that I can't figure out anytime. They have some kind of release that they want, that they prefer over others. I don't know. I don't get it. But I just say, just get it out as soon as you can, right? I mean, yeah. Why does it have to be a certain date? It's finished. It's finished and ready to go. It's just, needs minor adjustments and mastering and all that stuff.
All right. And what about what about Filthy Theming Bastards? Is there any plans with that?
Not that I know of. Darius is only a person from that band that I talked to. Mm-hmm. And we haven't really came up with any plans to do anything. I'm always game for it. And I know Darius is always game for it. We love still working with Filthy Theming. It's just we haven't had time to really do anything.
Cool. All right. So Swingin' Utters will be playing Punk Rock Bowling in 2018. And Punk News is a sponsor of Punk Rock Bowling this year. When you're in Vegas, what is your game? Are you a blackjack man, slots, poker? What do you like to play when you're there?
I don't know if it's going to do that, but slots, just like, it's too nerve wracking to go on tables for me.
All right. Well, Johnny, thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you would like to add before we end this?
No, man, I'm good. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. I appreciate your time too. Why don't you take us out with a song from Drowning in the Sea, Rising with the Sun?
Okay. Promise Distinction.
All right. You heard him. Here it is.
Younger than the youngest, I cried your mind. In the dead bad mouth, spit out the rhyme. And mother told me, as I looked to the sky. Yes, my mother told me, my dear son, you're not the one. I flew home when I was just 21, young enough to be the father of someone. I gotta count this kind of problem. My father by my side, teary-eyed, he said, son, by God, what I could have done. And if just like me, you can really put them down. And if I was in your place, I'd stay, have fun. But I'm not the one. Sitting here like in the songs. Money made by someone else, to me it don't belong. I toss smile to the mighty boss, he's my god. But I'm a bit backwards and I know it's just a fucking job. My mother told me, as I look to the sky. Yes, my mother told me, my dear son, you're not the one, you're not the one, you're not the one.